你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。To demonstrate your English ability and charm， 那么首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。Here we go. Tom's father died of a lung cancer. He couldn't stop smoking. He tried quitting several times. However, whenever he saw someone smoking, he couldn't resist lighting up. In the end, he gave up trying. It was no use stopping one day and starting again the next. He enjoys smoking too much.He certainly paid a heavy price, though. Okay, great. Let's take a look. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。那么首先我们来看第一句话。Tom's father died of a lung cancer. 那么首先 lung cancer 要能够听懂，指的是肺癌 lung, 肺 all right, cancer, 癌症 lung cancer, 这个要能听懂。第一个听力的难点。第二个就是 died of, 要知道 die, 我们肯定知道死于什么什么的原因 died of. 那么死于肺癌。来看一下 Tom's father died of a lung cancer.He couldn't stop smoking. 他无法进行 stop smoking. Stop smoking 指的是戒烟，就好像我们讲 quit smoking or give up smoking. 那这边听力的难点，第一个是 he 不被强调，可以弱化成短元音 he， 近似于短元音，因为嘴型没有打开，变成 he， 而且用降调来读 he. Couldn't 又是一个听力的难点。那么在口语化当中 ，d 跟 n 在一起，如果加速，非常有可能 d 不发音，就变成 couldn't。鼻音阻塞一下 couldn't， 而且最强调是 stop 跟 smoking， 所以 he couldn't 稍微有点降调 he couldn't stop smoking he tried quitting several times。 那么 try quitting 我们要听懂 quit 指的是戒掉什么东西， quitting 这个就是指的是戒烟。 alright， try quitting， try to do 跟 try doing 它的区别是 try doing 指的是尝试做某件事情，而 try to do 指的是设法做某件事情，而它尝试几次去戒烟。He 用降调读，刚我有讲过 ，He tried quitting several times. He tried quitting several times. However， 然而 ，whenever he saw someone smoking， see somebody doing 指的是看某人正在做某件事情。OK， 那么当他看到一个人在抽烟的时候，每一次 whenever he 降调读 saw someone smoking， 那这句话其实强调 saw someone 跟 smoking。Whenever 也被强调，但强调的单词也分级别，相对用一点点降调，变成 whenever he saw someone smoking, he couldn't resist lighting up. 这个听力难点比较多，第一个是 resist 要能听懂，指的是抵抗、抗拒的意思。resist 后面要跟的是动名词的形式说的，所以是 lighting。lighting up 要理解什么意思，就是点，点燃。lighting up 就是把这个烟点起来。Lighting up 有个听力难点，是以 ing 可以把 g 去掉，用 n 进行跟后面的 形成个连音，叫 lighting up。Lighting up， he 降调 ，couldn't d 可以不发音 ，he couldn't resist lighting up， 所以听力有难度。In the end， 降调读 ，in the end， 最终 he gave up trying， 他放弃了这样的尝试。Gave 跟 up 叫 gave up。最强调一个单词就是 trying， 所以前面相对用点降调 he gave up trying。 It was no use stopping one day and starting again the next， 这句话稍微有点难度，是什么句子，有点小复杂。那么 it was no use 后面加动名词的形式，就是动词的 ing 形式， it was 用降调读 it was， 红色字体不被强调，降调速度比较快一点点，强调核心单词 it was no use 表示什么什么样没有用的。 It was no use stopping one day， 那么停止一天，就停止一天抽烟 and starting again the next， 第二天啊 the next 就是 the next day， 第二天又开始了。来看一下 and 不被强调，可以直接弱化成一个鼻音叫 and starting 跟 again， 我刚刚有讲过 ing 结尾可以把 g 去掉，用 and 进行连音，叫 starting again and starting again the next and starting again the next， 这句话就变成 it was no use stopping one day and starting again the nextIt was no use stopping one day and starting again the next. He enjoys smoking too much. 他非常喜欢抽烟。Enjoy 后面要么加名词，要么加动名词，就是动词的 ing 形式。那么他太喜欢抽烟了。He 用降调读。He enjoys smoking too much. He certainly paid a heavy price, though. 但他的确，这个 though 就是但是。那么虽然他的确付了很高的一个代价，很昂贵的代价，惨痛的代价。听力的难点是什么？第一个。Paid a heavy price， 这个固定的 fixed phrase 你要能听懂。Paid a heavy price， 那么第二个就是 certainly， 很多人有人听得不是很明白，我刚刚有讲过哈， D 跟 N 组合在一起， D 可以不发音，当速度很快， T 跟 N 在一起， T 也可以，当它加速的时候，这个单词很多老外就会说成 certain， certainly， certainly， he 这样调读 he certainly， he certainly paid a heavy price though， he certainly paid a heavy price though。 这一段我们重新来做一个听力， here we go。Tom's father died of a lung cancer. He couldn't stop smoking. He tried quitting several times. However, whenever he saw someone smoking, he couldn't resist lighting up. In the end, he gave up trying. It was no use stopping one day and starting again the next. He enjoyed smoking too much. He certainly paid a heavy price, though.
Okay, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。Okay.那么当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你，由 Monster 全程来主讲。食堂课程十个主题，包括有发音、连论音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来，说流利，看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 10489403271104894037。当你加这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音。 I'll see you next time.